By the nominees, Alla Omarova disowns her own words to bankrupt oil companies, poor phrasing. By Sean Moran on November 18, 2021. Alla Omarova, President Joe Biden's U.S. comptroller nominee, blamed poor phrasing when she called on bankrupt fossil fuel companies to tackle climate change. Omarova, a Cornell law professor, said she wanted to bankrupt fossil fuel companies to facilitate climate change policies for certain troubled industries and firms that are in transition. And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry, Omarova said. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right? Omarova added. During her nomination hearing at the Senate Banking Committee Thursday, she blamed poor phrasing for her words to bankrupt oil and natural gas companies. Asked by Senate Banking Chairman Sherrod Brown, D.O., do you want to bankrupt natural gas companies? Absolutely not. That was poor phrasing, she responded. Senator John Tester, D.Mount, who has expressed concerns about Omarova, asked her about her call to eliminate natural gas companies. Tester said he has significant concerns with Omarova's positions. The comptroller nominee said her words were not well phrased. The Montana Democrat also voiced his concern about Omarova's opposition to the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act, which provided regulatory relief for small and medium-sized banks from the Dodd-Frank banking legislation. She said in her response that she now recognizes the legislation as the law of the land and that small and medium-sized banks should not be subject to systemically important financial institution, SIFI, regulations as part of the Dodd-Frank legislation. Omarova said anything below $250 billion in assets is not a systemically important financial institution. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.